back out here at Half Century of Progress, Rantoul, Illinois. Oh my goodness, folks, it is an absolute perfect day. And when you come out here, you'll hear a very familiar voice if you've been listening to WI2I for any time. And no, it's not my voice, it's Mr. Chris Carr. Chris, great to see you.
Oh man, are we excited. The first day of Half Century of 2025. It's just amazing. The largest flag this morning was raised 65 feet by 125 feet, and it just started things off. If you don't get goosebumps when you see that, it's just something else. So we're going. We're rocking and rolling. The first day is here. We're welcoming people from all over the United States. A man just asked me a question from Maryland. I talked to young boys from New York. Let's just say 49 states, and I'll probably be pretty close.
I think you're going to have that. Hey, those I&I boys did a great job with the national anthem. I think they've been practicing.
Yes, they have, and we thank them for that. So getting with the program and the schedule, we started this morning at 8 o'clock, the tractor ride. Max Armstrong led that tractor ride. Now, I don't know what the route is, so I can't tell you that, but they're going to come back here approximately 12:30, and they're going to come in on the south end of these great grounds here. And so they'll kind of come up the north-south runway. That'll kind of be our parade today. So people will be welcoming them in. And then everything this afternoon, right after lunch, the different field demonstrations start. You know, they're probably picking corn a little bit. You got to pick the corn before you can plow the ground. Today will be limited a little bit, but they're going to combine a few beans so they get everything working, because Friday and Saturday will be the get-go.
What is great about Half Century is there's so much going on all throughout the day, and you really can't see it in one day. You need to come back and have that four-day pass.
Yes, I think that the most amazing thing, yesterday being Wednesday, I saw semis lined up from all over the country with tractors and equipment. Everybody has something great for the, you know, that they're looking for. And it will be here, and people may even see equipment that in person. So a lot of these people that bring unusual equipment here, you might have seen a picture of it in a book, but this is right here. You can see the real thing.
And a lot of the equipment, you've seen it before. You may have even seen it at an antique tractor show, but you've never seen it in the field in action. That's the coolest thing. We're looking at stuff that's 100 years old out there in the fields, yep, doing its job, and that is just so amazing.
And then I guess I would say, in thanking way, that these people, we're right now, we're in the hospitality tent, the I&I hospitality tent here, and we've already, and they're selling shirts and ice and all of the above. We're seeing kids and young families come in. They're going to get a chance to see what we did. I farmed for 55 years. They're going to get a chance to see what we did in the last 50 years, and that's why we call it Half Century.
When I'm going up and down these grounds and I see an old tractor that my grandpa used out in Iowa, I'm telling you, I still get the tingles. This is a fun place to be.
And it's so important to generations, because the number of farmers is dwindling in this country. So what that tells us is they want to leave a legacy, and they want to bring the grandkids and say, this is what I did. That's what you just referred to. They want to come and see. So they're going to get to see live demonstrations.
And there will be a lot of them, folks, because it is busy out here at Half Century of Progress. But Chris, I'm not sure we've ever had more perfect weather than we have this week.
It's absolutely perfect. In fact, I don't want to hear somebody complaining about cold. I don't want to hear it. So anyway, we want to invite everybody to come here over the 4 days. Have a good time.
It's going to be a fun time. Mr. Chris Carr, you'll hear his voice here on the PA and on 89.9. Chris, I'll let you get back to work. Thanks so much for visiting.
Thank you.
From the Half Century of Progress here in Rantoul, this is Dennis Michelson. We'll have more reports throughout the week.